from the Mercy One Studio.
Making it personal with Bishop William Joneson on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.
Welcome to Making It Personal with Bishop Joneson. On today's show, we're talking about No Room at the Inn, an annual holiday reception hosted by Catholic Charities to raise money for the homeless. Our guest today is Beth Gibbons, Communications and Events Director at Catholic Charities, to tell us more about the December 6th event. But before we get to today's interview, let's find out what's on the Bishop's mind.
Hi, Kelly. It's great to be with you again. So it was really a blessing to be with our permanent deacons and their wives. That's a community of about 90 people last Saturday at St. John's and Adele. And they really were putting themselves out there. They invited me to give them the whole day of reflection and everything. But I think we were able to go deep right away and share and their witness in terms of their lives. I mean, Des Moines Diocese is really blessed to have this longtime tradition of almost 50 years of the permanent diaconate. I think it's at the kind of forefront among dioceses in the United States. So a long tradition of service, and then some younger folks as well. So, I mean, that whole group and just a chance to really get to know each other. They were kind of checking me out and vice versa, and that's a part of this whole kind of building relationship here in the diocese. So we want to deepen the communion that we have. And then last night, earlier this week, we were able to be at the Man Up event at the Basilica of St. John's. That group that's about 10 years in existence, but just so marvelous to see men on fire for their faith. And we had Mass together, and then again, I was able to share a message with them, kind of talking about don't get robbed of your peace and everything else. So these guys were kicking back, but instead of retreating into their man caves, they came out of their caves and were really connecting with each other. Maybe a few barley sodas were consumed, but I think it was really the Holy Spirit that was guiding us, and then the questions that we were reflecting on together and how we can build each other up in Christ, and I think the brotherhood that was there. So I think that it was nice to see it was men of all ages, and so I think you know that we can kind of cut across generations and not just kind of retreat to our own comfort zone in that particular way. So we're reaching the end of the liturgical year, Big Feast of Christ the King coming up, the last Sunday of the liturgical year, and so we think about what kind of rulers we have. We have those who are putting themselves forward to be guiding us in the next political season and things, and so we know that gets kind of intense and often kind of controversial at times. People don't always bring out the best in each other, and yet we think about the one who laid himself down, and his yoke was of a very different side, and so as a good shepherd and a king, but a king who is always trying to draw others upward in this particular way and allow us to know his presence as one that's meant to guide us and comfort us but not be too heavy-handed. We're appreciative on the Facebook post from Carolyn. She talks about how God's working in her life and kind of says, directing everything that I do. And so I don't think she's feeling the heaviness of this yoke, but this blessing of having God and Jesus with her at home and work, her family, leisure, and health. She says she's more of a listener than a talker when she prays and when she encounters Jesus in her interactions with everyone and everything. So I think that's, you know, when we bring that awareness, that spirit awareness, then these encounters are very different. You know, we have a perception that then I think people sense this in us, that they can open up their hearts and we're no longer kind of wary or suspicious of each other, but there's a building of trust. And so God's given her a lot of direction on her health, and maybe now at a kind of pivotal crossroads of her own life, or transformation, maybe changing from her time in IT development or corporate trainer, and now maybe thinking about retirement. But no, God is maybe asking her to consider being in a healing profession to bring more healing and education to others. So she's tapping in the Holy Spirit, not only in her personal life, but in her life of praise and worship as a cantor, the notes on a page, and how that comes through psalms and hymns. We're looking to have the local chapter of the National Pastoral Musicians, NPM, at the St. Ambrose Cathedral this coming Sunday, the 24th, 2 p.m., a special Mass there. And so we're going to bless various liturgical musicians who will be present for that, both instrumental and vocal, and how they really kind of open up the skylight of our praise and allow us to lift our spirits and do so in the spirit of St. Cecilia, the patroness of music, who's still a very popular figure and a name that our confirmation candidates and others love to have. So that should be a beautiful moment as well. So on this Feast of Christ the King.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll welcome Beth Gibbons of Catholic Charities to talk about No Room at the Inn on December 6th. You're listening to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Bless Me International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmeinternational.org. That's blessmeinternational.org.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Welcome back. I'm Kelly Metro-Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. You're listening to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. On today's show, we're talking about No Room at the Inn, an annual holiday reception on December 6th hosted by Catholic Charities to raise money for the homeless. Our guest today is Beth Gibbons, Communications and Events Director at Catholic Charities, to tell us more.
Thanks, Kelly, and welcome, Beth. It's great to have you here. You were looking very chic here with us for those who can't see you right now, but you're looking good. So
thank you.
Good to have you. And as I've come to know about the great things that Catholic Charities does, you know, your own role with Catholic Charities has kind of evolved a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've been with the organization for about 5.5 years. And when I started, I was the only fundraiser and marketing person with the organization, formal person. So since then, we've got a new development director. We've changed up our roles. So now I'm communications and events, and it seems like a couple of lifetimes. Everything's changed between buildings and staff. We're really at a good place right now,
yeah.
Back home in the pastoral center.
But do you feel like the mission of Catholic Charities is a good fit for you?
It is. It is. I definitely appreciate work that is helping individuals, and using my skills to do that is always good.
Oh, tremendous, tremendous. So as we make the turn with Thanksgiving and everything coming up, mm-hmm. You know, this event, No Room at the Inn, that can sound like a bad road trip or a bad vacation right here in a way, too.
That's right.
I mean, with the deluge of all these kind of Christmas-related events that now mm-hmm. kind of beset us, and, you know, we can, you know, lose sight of Advent and everything else. But there's something mm-hmm. about this, I think, that fits very well. So tell us more about this Catholic Charity-sponsored event.
Yeah, so this event has a long history in the diocese. It started many years ago, around 2005. I hope my research is correct. I'm sure you'll get calls later and correct me. But it started with an event on Sunday that was more of a fellowship-type event with hundreds of nativities. As with all good events, things evolve, things change, and resources change. So this Friday evening event has what is the result of all of that changing over. So it's a fundraiser for our emergency family shelter. Some people might know it as St. Joseph's, but we recently rebranded our organization, and we want people to know it's the Catholic Charities Emergency Family Shelter.
Truth in labeling here, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
No mystery there.
Transparency.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yes. So with that, we've had this going on since around 2010, I believe. So it's getting close to 10 years of this reception.
Okay, so there's kind of a tradition. So mm-hmm. see some of the same folks each year, but always hoping to attract some new folks like myself.
Yes.
Who will be involved with this. So do I have to dress up as livestock in some way or do anything as part of this?
If it pleases you, we welcome that.
If you wear an ugly Christmas sweater, I'd like to see that.
Ugly Christmas sweaters. People tend to dress dress kind of like they'd be going to maybe a cocktail party, but some people come by, they're headed to the theater, some people are headed to their work parties. It starts relatively early, it's 6 o'clock, so you can stay with us all evening or make it your first stop on a fun night.
Okay, kind of like Byzantine liturgy, come when you can, leave when you must, all right, mm-hmm. in a beautiful way. So we think about the situation of homeless people in the mm-hmm. Des Moines metro area. Can mm-hmm. you give us a little pulse on that?
Well, we deal with centralized intake through primary health care due to some of the funding we get. Mm-hmm. And they do the brunt of taking in all the requests. There are a lot of homeless people in Des Moines. You might not see them. I think recently you're starting to see them more in the streets, which is a real result of kind of migration of Des Moines booming, so mm-hmm. people are drawn to that.
I think I heard at a recent meeting that 900 or so would be a snapshot view of
I think
many.
It would be fair, and we have a lot of great groups in Des Moines working on solutions for that. Our niche for this group of homeless people is the family. So there's a child involved in some capacity. We can serve up to 10 people. Ideally, we're hoping we're dealing with the families who probably are at their worst point, and this isn't a peak in their lives. So some shelters in town have skills of the chronically homeless or trying to lift people out of that chronic homeless situation, we're put together more to try and help those families that just have found themselves in a homeless situation that they probably never would have imagined before.
Mm-hmm. Not unlike the Holy Family themselves, right?
Correct.
Mary,
correct.
Joseph, and the infant Jesus coming into being. So when we think of families at this situation, are we talking mainly moms with kids, or are there ever homeless men that have some responsibility for?
We have all different shapes and sizes of families. Some families are a grandmother and children. Some are a mother and children. Some are extended family. And we do not discriminate on any type of family. We just expect them to come to our shelter. We have definite house rules, as all good houses should, and expectations of our guests, because while they're with us, we are wanting to try and get them on track to be successful beyond our shelter.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So one can't hog the TV for 6 hours at a time or something in that way.
Probably not a good idea.
Okay, good. Don't drink out of the milk carton, right, in the yes. refrigerator, right?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
hear that, one of my brothers? No, I'm not sorry. Good. And then so are there frequent flyers, people who have the opportunity to be with the shelter more than once, or what's the hope here?
That's a good question. There are frameworks around that. So when a family comes, they have a 30-day window to get case management and get work secured, or just save some cash to go towards rent. We're during that 30 days, we are through case management. We're looking at helping them find resources. There's housing programs. There's all sorts of things. They might need help getting their kids registered in the proper school to where they're going to be heading, or maybe they've not taken care of themselves, their health, because mm-hmm. they're just not doing. We all tend to not take care, focus on our health. There have been times where we've been able to point out some health and mental health issues and help get those addressed so that people can go forward. There is an extension period from those 30 days. If the family sees that they have a housing opportunity, but they have a waiting time, there can be up to 90 days extension on that.
Oh, that's so generous.
As long as the family is actively pursuing and there's a clear path to successful housing and securing all the things they need to succeed, there's an extension. We tend to not take people right back in. I'm not sure if there's a formal window, but it's not a bounce back program. It's
okay.
We hope to move them
so
on.
So some discernment, but as Pope Francis would have us do, some accompaniment as well, mm-hmm. people who are, you know, on the periphery, and drawing them back into the heart of community, and you know,
right.
trying to address their comprehensive needs. So it sounds like a very attractive outreach, worthy of yeah. support in itself. But then you tie it to a very fun, lively event, and that, you know,
that's
people,
right.
you know, that we can do this in a way that we're not being insensitive to the needs of others, but really plugged in that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what goes on at the No Room at the Inn?
I mean, oh my goodness. Well, we have you'll find all through the evening drinks and food. We have a beautiful buffet that Christiani's puts out. They do a very nice job for us, and they give us a great deal for the evening. So shout out to Christiani's. We have. Wine and beer at the bar. We have and music playing throughout the evening. This year we're going to have some fun extra things going on with. We have a nativity display, which will be very exciting for many of our visitors, because we hadn't had. We've had a few nativities around for the last couple years, but we're kind of bringing back that history of the more expanded nativity display. So we have about 12 to 15 nativities that'll be throughout the room that people can wander around.
No live nativities, though, either.
No, living nativities this year. But there are people who can tell you.
So we won't have to see John Leonetti in swaddling clothes, then. Is that right? Okay.
That would be a
deal breaker for many of us. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Maybe
so
for
you're trying
next
to erase
year.
That image from your mind right now, if you can.
Right. Yeah, and as you wander around looking at all these great nativities, you're going to find different opportunities where you can have some fun and help families in need all at the same time. There's going to be Restaurant Row and what we're calling a cork pull, where you purchase a cork and you find out what that's going to be tied to when you go to pick up your bottle of wine.
So there seems to be a constant theme here of the wine piece of this. So now you have some of our attention here very closely here.
We wine is a very biblical drink, and I believe
you've given them more joy than they have from corn and new wine, right?
That's right. And speaking of wine, I'll do another shout out to Splash, who sponsors our event, and they provide that wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have beautiful decorations throughout that main floor of the Pastoral Center, and Karen Armstrong from Decorated Occasions. She's a parishioner over at OLIH in Ankeny, and she does an amazing job.
Wow, some talented artistry. So people really mm-hmm. put in their gifts at the service of the cause. So,
yes.
So some of us can take a step back, no expectation of doing any decorating or anything like that, right?
Quite possibly,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that would put trembling, fear and trembling into me. Okay, in that way. So it's an opportunity to flex our vocal cords as well. It's not karaoke, but...
No, a little different twist on this year. So when we end our silent auction at 8 p.m., we are going to be joined by a group who's been with us for several years. They carol outside greeting our guests for many years. The Seraphic Singers, Gail Joel brings them over from the Basilica, and these young women have super voices. And so at 8 o'clock, we're going to... they're going to kick off a brief... they're going to sing some carols, and then they're going to sing a few that we can all join in on. So that will be a great way to wait for checkout, for silent auction, and enjoy, you know, probably your first Christmas carols of the year.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous. Maybe weave in an Advent song or two there as
we
well.
We can look for that.
I'm trying not to preach here, but I'm just trying to preserve the spirit of things in that way. So, yeah. So you know, just to go back to that cork pull, I'm sorry, it's good, but I'm not stuck on that. I heard you talk about the Seraphic Singers, but so if my brother and his wife, Tom and Jen Johnson from Ankeny, come down, and they bring a bottle of Nuit Saint-Georges, right, and contribute that, right?
Oh,
and I bring a $5 bottle of White Zinfandel, but I've got a good shot at getting that that bottle of Burgundy wine. Then.
You have.
Okay.
Yep, you do. So your $25, $20 ticket will, cork will, you know, there's great, it's a mystery, and it's exciting.
Okay.
It's holiday excitement.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. And what percentage of the proceeds from this event go to actually support the shelter?
It's about, I would say, 75%. We have a very low overhead, so we always try and make that even as much as we can. So typically we raise, I would say we average $40,000 to $50,000 that we raise for the homeless shelter.
That's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
That really sustains things then. Very, very good. So how would people get their tickets?
The easiest way would be to... go on our website, Catholic Charities DM for Des Moines.org, and up in the upper right hand corner, you'll see a tab that says events. That will, if you click on that, you'll see our event, and there's a link to an Eventbrite sign up. You can buy tickets, or you can call our office and we will hook you up with it. We don't sell paper tickets, they're registration. You can also pay at the door. Okay. And tickets are $50. It's the best deal of the year because it's all, an evening full of fun. And silent auction, which I haven't even mentioned. That's terrible.
And how is there a silent auction?
There is a silent auction. It's and it has lots of holiday entertaining things and some. There might be even a Wheel of Fortune item this year. So.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of that. There's the teaser. And so we're going to post more of those on our site as well.
Okay. So are you Vanna then or not with the Wheel of
I have played that role, but I will decline this year.
Okay. That's not in your job description.
And, no.
Okay. All right. And if people just want to donate and support, but they're not able to make it that night, mm-hmm. I'll bet you'll accept their offering.
Absolutely. At that same place where you click that link on Eventbrite, there's many options to donate.
Okay. Well, this is tremendous. So I don't know that St. Ambrose Cathedral will be open that night if people want to stop and make a visit, but we could also maybe look at that as an option. And, you know.
That's an idea.
Yeah. And I don't know that we're recruiting confessors or anything, too, if people want to get their Advent confession in as well. But certainly there will be many other spiritual opportunities there as well. Hopefully nothing that happens that night will require the sacrament, right?
Yeah, that's right. Whatever happens at No Room. No, I
Yeah. No, I'm sure it will be something worth promoting and continuing that great tradition that you've started. Mm-hmm. So we're grateful for your time today with us, Beth.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right. Right.
I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right?
Welcome back. I'm Father Joshua Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. Well, No Room at the End should be a great event next Friday.
Sounds like it. And I'm going to be there, so I'm looking forward to it very much. But, you know, we hear the great Roy Orbison classic, I Drove All Night. I don't know if our contingent from the Des Moines Diocese going to the National Catholic Youth Conference, NCYC, in Indianapolis feel like they drove all night. But I know many of them, the 500 youth with their adult companions, left in the middle of the night, some of them 12:30, 1 a.m. to get there in time for this great event. But the energy at this event, I've not only heard about it, I'm going to be experiencing my own. In fact, after we wrap up the show, I'll be flying to Indianapolis and arriving in time to celebrate Mass with the group later this afternoon, and I have just
a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. You promised from covering this in the past.
Yes.
So joining with another groups from around the country, 20,000 or so, in Lucas Oil Stadium, and Can the roof handle that?
It'll be a good time. I think you'll be
invigorated.
But I think the speakers, the opportunity for the sacraments, reconciliation, the masses, and the splendid liturgies, and just really being energized in faith. And I think it's so important that the young people see that this is not out of the mainstream to be a young man or woman of faith and to encounter Jesus directly, but then to encounter him in each other and to really feel that solidarity of spirit. So that's a tremendous thing that they're going to be back. And, of course, back well in time for to begin their Thanksgiving holiday, well, whatever way that they're doing, they're going to be doing that. Not quite sure what our family's plans have shaped up or not, but certainly some traditions of the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm always one, I like to take the role of the back end of washing pots and pans, following the noble line of my own dad and doing that too, but things are there. Kelly, are you going to be joining with some loved ones? And
yes, yeah. I'll be with my family near Carroll, Maple River. My sister actually lives in an old Catholic schoolhouse, believe it or not, which is crazy.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
So you have a very large family, so most of us will be there.
Yeah.
Contribute with something.
Yeah, is there the special menu or things that you're looking forward to?
I'm a dessert person, and it's not very good for you.
Hey, you know.
I always save room for my mom's apple pie. That's got to be the best.
Marvelous.
Yeah. How about you?
Marvelous. Marvelous.
What's your favorite?
Well, I think many of us would say the scalloped corn, you know, is a necessary staple on the Thanksgiving table, you know. So I don't know if the pilgrims had that, thanks to our Native American.
I'm not sure if I know
what scalloped corn is. Well, it's kind of a little creamed, a little corn muffin mix in there. You know, put it all together, you know.
I'm sure I've had it.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
You can do that and go out and ride 50 miles or go, you know, run a half marathon or something. Lots of carbos and lots of things, you know. So either that or take a good nap, you
there
know.
You go.
I mean,
that's
things that might be present in this way. So I feel like my cultural IQ has kind of hit a plateau. So what can you do to kind of elevate that?
Okay, well, today's pop culture, Mark Wahlberg, a lot of people, a lot of Catholics know he's a strong Catholic. If you don't, if you
he's
follow
been
him
in some interesting movies here, but
that's true. Nobody, he's but, certainly not.
But just think how his Catholic faith kept him from being in some other movies.
That's right. So he posted recently, this was a few days ago, shows a picture of him with a priest and his attire, and he said, "No matter what's
like vestments."
My husband corrects me no matter what I say.
Casual.
So I just choose to keep it broad. No matter what he says, he says, no matter what's happening, we never miss Mass. Thanks, Father Eugene. I'm not sure where he was. He could have been. I think he was probably traveling to shoot a movie, probably. But Mark's always he has a history of posting things on Easter and when his children have First Communion and are baptized. I think it's really cool that he does that.
Okay.
He has a lot of followers, so I think that's cool that he does that.
Mm-hmm. So good. So he doesn't just give himself a pass then on that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound that
so
way.
So even maybe daily Mass once in a while?
Yeah,
is that the sign?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. In fact, he was in Des Moines to promote a local restaurant that he's affiliated with, and he had Mass at St. Francis Parish in West Des Moines, a special Mass for him.
Wow. We got to be careful sometimes with clergy about special masses. But thanks a lot, Kelly.
Okay, this has been another edition of Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. Thank you to our guests and all of our listeners in Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin on Iowa Catholic Radio, the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
You can hear Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson every week on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.